We've got Nick Clare on the line this morning from Sejessic. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Morning, Jack. Morning, Jules. I'm very well, thank you. How are you guys?
We're wonderful. Yeah, I've just said you're from Sejessic. Can you give us a bit of an overview of what Sejessic is? Because I feel like people around Ballarat are starting to hear about it a bit but might not understand quite what it is.
Absolutely. So Sejessic is a digital suggestion box. So the old suggestion box where you put an idea on a bit of paper, put it in a box for a store or a business. We've digitised that, and that's a platform that we've created here in Ballarat. And we are hosting, in partnership with the City of Ballarat, the second year of Ballarat's Best Ideas. So it's a competition to crowdsource the absolute best ideas, big or small, for Ballarat businesses and organisations to go and a chance to become one of the three Ballarat's best ideas, of which you can win some great prizes.
Nick, who can participate in Sejessic?
Well, anyone can. So anyone who's got an idea, which is most humans in this world, as you'd imagine, can participate. They see something for a local cafe or their local shop or an accountancy or anything like that, they can jump on to sejessic.com.au, put that idea in before the 18th of April. That will go then into the running, into the draw to be part of Ballarat's Best Ideas.
Okay.
So that anyone can enter, yeah.
Okay, so when we're talking like ideas for Ballarat, maybe like planter boxes out the front of cafes or something like that, would that be a valid suggestion?
Put it in, Jules, put it in. Get on the website, put it in. That's an absolute great suggestion. But we're also, so we've got some great ideas already coming through since we launched the competition around the time of the Begonia Festival. And there's some great ideas for the Ballarat as a city or for our tourism organisations and such. But most importantly, we're looking for ideas for specific businesses. So if you can call out, for example, Power FM, and we'd love to hear some more sort of different types of music or different types of segments. Jump on. You can type in the name of the business and put that in.
All right, what about a suggestion for Power FM if we repainted the sign at the top of our building? Because it's
absolutely, that's a great one. That's a great one. There's a bit of history in that sign out the front, but that could be a good one as well. I did see a video pop up yesterday where we were scouting some ideas around town for Power FM. There's a bit of more music, less ads, but there were some great suggestions from various people around the town, including a very excited puppy to give some more ideas for Power FM. So check it out.
If you've just joined us, we're catching up right now with Nick Clare from Sejessic. Nick, when and what is the ideas judged on, and who judges the suggested ideas?
Yeah, so we've got a great and esteemed, as we say, judging panel. So we've got some representatives from the business school at Federation University, from the City of Ballarat, from Runway, the startup incubator here in town, and also a youth representative from Crazy Ideas College, who they are all about the business of ideas. So they'll be judging the best ideas, and we've got a pretty strict criteria. We want to make sure it has an impact to the business. We want to make sure that it is something creative and something new or novel. But we also want to make sure it can be implemented easily. Yep. It can be done it's nice and simple. And the thing to note, it doesn't have to be a world-changing idea. We've seen an idea come in this year for someone to put a fishbowl in their waiting room at a medical practice, and just something very simple and easy.
Oh, nice.
Which I think is a great idea. It's something that will help the patient's experience while they're waiting and maybe being a bit nervous for the appointment, but also spark up the business.
What are some of the prizes for the winning ideas?
Yeah, well, there's two sets of prizes. So if you are a business who wins, you will receive up to $500 support to make that idea happen. And that might go a little bit towards making that happen. And also some further support from our partners with the City of Ballarat and the like. So that's for the winning businesses. For the winning idea givers, or what we call the gurus, there's a choice of three prizes. So there's an Apple Watch, there's a Trek bike, or you can actually win a Ballarat staycation. So we've got a package of accommodation and meal vouchers and experiences to have a bit of a staycation in our great city of Ballarat. Ooh, so nice. A good range of prizes. Yep. Especially, I think there's some great prizes for people who might be a little bit younger, you know, after an Apple Watch or a Trek bike. And that's what we're really asking for, is that younger people. And we've seen some great ideas from people from under 18 to come through on the platform. That's what we're really calling out for.
Nick Clear from Suggest It, we appreciate your time this morning. If you want to get your ideas in and win one of those amazing prizes, you just head to suggestit.com.au /BBI, and you can also just Google Suggest It Ballarat and it sends you to the right place. Nick Clear from Suggest It Ballarat, thank you so much for joining us.
Have a terrific day, guys. Thank you.